What's up, everybody? I'm David Hain. Welcome to episode 198 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, please like, subscribe, follow, and share the link with your friends. And if you'd like to, I'd appreciate it if you get a couple of friends to listen to this episode and then make time to chat with them about it. If you'd like to get our curriculum, you can get the paperback or ebook of From Ashes to Destiny on Amazon. When we come back, we'll get into this episode entitled Addiction is Prison. Welcome back to episode 198 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast entitled Addiction is Prison. Today's episode will be another walkabout. Only in this walkabout in the park, I'm going to pretend like they've left journals at each of the benches or plaques for people to write reactions or comments as they've reflected on the messages. You got it? So I appreciate you joining me on this walkabout, and I hope you get something out of it. I'm going to start with the sign they have at the beginning of the park, and it says, "Addiction imprisons your mind, your body, your spirit, your soul. We put ourselves in prison. We don't need to be arrested by the police." You got it? So that's the setup. And just, I think, to keep a lighter note on it, they have right next, like 5 feet away from that sign, a quote by Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones, which says, "I've never had a problem with drugs. I've had problems with the police." Okay, let's walk down the path and start getting to the plaques and the thoughts. Coming up on the first one, it says, "Destructive relationships and activities have kept you in chains." Deep thought right off the beginning as we look at the chains and the prison of addiction. The first thing to reflect on is, what destructive relationships and activities have you been involved in that put you in chains or keeps you in chains? Let me look in the journal. Oh, a couple of questions from other people that I guess they were thinking about. The first one says, "Have you been in a relationship where emotional abuse, gaslighting, jealousy, or disrespect were normal and every day? I have, and it's awful." Shaw, that's deep. The second comment that someone wrote says, "Even though you broke free from that relationship, you're still burdened because you can't figure out how to shake off the chains. That was me." Wow. Are you stuck at that point where you've ended the relationship, but the chains are still around you and you're like dragging that ball in a chain in everyday life? Okay, good thoughts from the first look at the first plaque with "Addiction is Prison." Let's go down the path to the next one. And I don't know if we're seeing a theme or not, but the next one starts with a D also. And it says, "Destructive thoughts from your past have got you to believe they are true." Wow. And more questions written in by people who've been this way before. The first commenter said, "Have your memories exaggerated the reality and magnified your pain from your past?" Shaw. So I guess I can ask you, have your memories exaggerated and changed your reality and magnified your pain from the past? Here's another comment in the journal. "Have you told yourself and others these stories for so long and always blame shifting as you tell them that your distorted thoughts have created a victim identity in you?" Wow. If you're living with that victim identity, I guess you can definitely feel the chains of that and how these distorted thoughts from our past can lead us to addiction, to self-medicate. Okay, let's go down to the third one. as we walk down the path. And this one's said deception. And it's just giving us a definition on the plaque. It says, deception refers to the act, big or small, cruel or kind, of encouraging other people to believe information that is not true. Wow, can you see the shift here? The last one was distorted thoughts that we believe are true. And then the walking in deception, where we encourage other people to believe information that's not true. And here's a couple of comments that people wrote. This one fits me to a T, the first commenter says. I've actually become as deceptive as a master magician, and the audience isn't cheering. Shaw. Here's another comment. Did you start becoming a deceiver in relationships like I did because of a betrayal that you felt in a past relationship? Could that be you, where you've betrayed, and I think as a defense mechanism maybe, or a coping mechanism, you've entered new relationships with deception because you don't want to give too much of yourself away too early for fear that betrayal will come again. Okay, let's go down the path a little bit more. And the next sign says disrespect. Have you been a subject of an attitude of disrespect from family and friends your whole life? Shaw, that's a deep burden to carry. If that's you, that's heavy chains, where you felt the attitude of disrespect coming from loved ones your whole life. And here's some comments that other people wrote. First one says, I actually grew up as the black sheep in the family, and it was so oppressive. I feel like a black sheep everywhere I go by everyone around me. And that's my prison. Wow. Here's another one. I grew up in a home where children were to be seen and not heard. And as a result, as a grown-up now, I still believe my thoughts and ideas have no value. Wow. Here's a third comment. I actually lost all of my feelings of self-worth and self-respect because of disrespect from people I trusted. Shaw, could that be you? Wow. Deep stuff in this park. Let's travel down to the next sign. And this one's entitled Daunting. And it says, is the thought of recovery and a life without the comfort of your drug of choice too daunting and intimidating that you don't know what to do? Shaw. And here's some comments that people before us have written. First one says, this one hits me to a T. I'm that guy who keeps going in and out of recovery because it's just so intimidating to think of never having that counterfeit comforter to go back to. Never having my drug of choice to help me numb my pain or escape my reality. Wow. Here's another comment that someone wrote. I'm actually afraid to even try recovery again because I don't want the pain of failure. I've seen that pain on loved ones' faces when I let them down. And I feel that pain inside when I've convinced myself that I'm actually going to make it to where now that my daunting thing is the doubt, will I ever be the one to make it? Shaw. Deep stuff. Well, as I walk down towards the exit from this park, I've got a few thoughts bouncing around in me that I'd just like to share with you. If you identified with any of these signs on this walkabout, I want to encourage you to find people who have broken free from the chains. I want you to feel free to find a group so you can hear how others broke free, whether that group's in person, online, on social media, or by listening to podcasts like this. So reach out and join a group, because that will help you see that you're not alone. And if you are in recovery, I want to encourage you to share your testimony, your story, with people still caught in the chains of addiction or struggling to find recovery that lasts. Because freedom from the imprisonment of addiction is something to share. Remember, there's never a shortage of people asking someone if they want to share in or buy a bag. And that action of just sharing with someone else, it's like them putting handcuffs on you and leading you into the prison of addiction deeper and deeper. But as someone in recovery, I want to encourage you that you hold the key to unlock those handcuffs. And with that in mind, as I close, I want to leave you with the thought that addiction is the only prison where the locks are on the inside, but we may need help to be able to unlock them. And I want to leave you with a humorous quote from American actor John Hardwick. He said, "Don't do drugs, because if you do drugs, you'll go to prison. And drugs are really expensive in prison." Okay, everybody have a great day. Thanks for listening to this episode of the A to D from Addict to Disciple podcast. If you were touched by any of this that we talked about, that addiction is prison, I want to encourage you to reach out and join a group. You can message me on the link in this podcast or by email at davidfromatod@gmail.com, or go to my website, www.fromatod, and click on the contact page. I'll do my best to get you hooked up with the group that you're comfortable with in your area or online. Thanks for listening, everybody. Tune in Monday for our next episode. And as always, stay safe and stay resilient.